My wife and I didn't hesitate in our decision about diapers. We went with disposables from the start. Raising kids can be hard work. The convenience of disposable diapers was just too much to pass up. But what does that decision mean for the environment? I mean, if I do the math, we've got a 3-year-old who's out of diapers and a 1-year-old who's going through 3 or 4 diapers a day. Over the years, we've dumped about 5,480 diapers into a nearby landfill. 5,480. Going with disposables can't be good, can it? Well, as it turns out, the answer is pretty darned complicated. There have been several studies done on diapers and the problems they create. Most recently, a study was done on diapers by the Environment Agency in Great Britain. It compared disposable diapers with cloth diapers washed at home and cloth diapers from a diaper service. In the end, they said, there were no clear winners. So, disposables aren't so bad, right? Well, not so fast, says Greg Keolian. He's the co-director of the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan. Keolian says it all depends on where you live.
In evaluating life cycle results, you should look at local conditions. For example, if you're in an area like, let's say, in Arizona where water is more scarce, then you may want to weigh that factor more heavily in your decision.
Keolian says, since I live in an area where landfill space is short and where water is plentiful, I might want to consider cloth diapers. So I bring the idea home to my family.
What do you think, Andre? Do you think we should try cloth diapers?
No.
Why?
Because you might have to send me to the loony bin.
Mom, then you don't have to throw them away.
That's true. You got a good point.
You only have to wash them.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? My mom and dad always washed all of our diapers. She was a better woman than I am.
But today, the choices are different than they were for our parents. It's not just about cloth versus disposable anymore. There are tons of different choices. For instance, I went down the street to our friend Melissa's house. She and her husband have a 2-year-old. They've tried out a bunch of different diapers, including one you can flush down the toilet. The point of the G diaper, Melissa says, is to treat the waste rather than simply throwing it in your garbage can.
So then when you go to change them, you take it out and then you put it in the toilet and they give you a swish stick and then you swish it as it's flushing. Therefore, you won't clog up your toilets. Now, I did notice that when I would use these in public restrooms, I didn't have my swish stick. I would kind of clog up the toilet sometimes. It all depended on the toilet. So for going out, the G diapers for me didn't seem to, you know, be such a good idea because I hated clogging up the toilets.
Melissa says after problems like this, she eventually switched to a kind of disposable diaper that's supposed to be better for the environment. Now, if you really want to think outside the box, there's another choice that might come in handy. It's a practice called diaper-free. No diapers. Parents help their infants go to the toilet when nature calls. Erin Lafreniere is a sort of local expert on the diaper-free method.
Diaper-free is a little bit misleading because people think it means you're not wearing a diaper. Oh, that must be horrible. How can you deal with the mess? That's not sanitary. And really, diaper-free indicates a freedom from being stuck with diapers all the time.
Lafreniere says parents still use diapers, just not as often. They learn how to pick up on their infant's cues, and when it's time, they take them to the bathroom. She says cutting back on diapers is a side benefit. For her, learning how to communicate with her baby was more important. But I don't know. I can't imagine the diaper-free idea going over well at home. I mean, our lives are really busy, and it's hard enough for us to keep up. And disposable diapers are just too convenient. I guess it's like a lot of decisions people make in their lives. Convenience will often trump a slight benefit to the environment. And the experts I talked to said, if we take a look at all the impacts we have on the environment, diapering is pretty low on the list. So my wife and I can do right by the environment somewhere else in our lives. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.